Option one requires the government to issue US$750 million, which is 5 billion Trinidad and Tobago dollars, in tax credits, which would be freely transferable to any third party and could be sold to any third party. One interesting point that the technocrats in the Ministry of Finance picked up was that Credit Suisse was asking for 700 million US of the 750, and the remaining 50 million US could be sold by Patriotic as they see fit. That's 340 million Trinidad and Tobago dollars. The implications of this option, option one or option A, is that the revenue of the government would be reduced by $5 billion. Because as I said, these tax credits can be sold to anyone.